Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning and welcome to Local Focus, powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call them today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions, powering homes and empowering lives. As promised, Allison Justice is here with us. Allison, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here.
You are so great.
You are so great.
We are so glad to have you here. The Mutual Admiration Society is here.
We're celebrating
you
together.
You and Brandy are such rock stars with the city. Thank you for what you guys do. Public Information Officer,
yes,
right?
And we are so honored to work for the city. It's a great organization, and both of us love this community, and we're just happy to get to do what we do.
I would put our city government personnel up against any other city.
Well,
any day of the week.
Thank you.
Any
John
day
Connett
of the week.
Has put together a good team.
Well, John.
What? Oh, I hope he's listening to this.
I hope he is, too. He's a fraternity brother of mine. I keep telling him. I'm pretty sure I signed your paddle. Housing Summit is coming up.
Yes. We are so excited to do our second Housing Summit.
So what is this Housing Summit all about? What does it mean? What does it do?
It educates the community. It builds momentum for a lot of the things that the city has going on. About 2 years ago, the city of Hendersonville started dabbling in the housing game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something that's required for cities to provide, but our city council knows what a big, important issue and opportunity quality, safe, affordable housing is to our community.
Right.
And so 2 years ago, they developed a strategic housing committee that has guided a plan development for a strategic housing plan. And this summit that's happening next week is a way to celebrate the progress that's been made, let people know what's in the plan, and share how the community can get involved.
So help me out with this. How can city government affect housing?
There are a ton of strategies that we've worked with the community, consultants, we've looked at needs assessment surveys, all these kinds of things. There's a few different ways we can address housing.
Yeah.
Some of them governments have more power and ability to do than others. So, for example, the supply issue. There are ways the city can help with supply. We can work on public-private partnerships with developers to work on affordable housing projects. The city in the past has provided water and sewer infrastructure to groups like the Housing Assistance Corporation to help subsidize the costs that go into building affordable housing.
Yeah.
We can do things with zoning that relax standards that allow developers to be able to do infill development in the city and, you know, have accessory dwelling units or other ways to create smaller amounts of housing throughout the city. So there's a ton of strategies, but a lot of them take a while to accomplish.
Sure.
But this plan lays out some short-term, mid-term, and long-term strategies.
So that's what this Housing Summit is all about. Showing sort of what has been done and what you're looking at doing in the future.
Yes, and people may remember about a year ago we did a wide swath of community listening sessions about affordable housings. We had them all over the city.
Yep, and
so
I remember.
People's input went into this plan.
Mm-hmm.
The city council adopted it back in December. But it's a pretty dense plan, and we wanted a big rollout so people actually know what's in it. Sometimes governments will pass a plan, and people don't really know what's in there,
sure.
Don't want to take the time to read it, and we get that. It can be a lot to get through.
Right, right.
But this summit is going to go through what is actually in the plan, what is being done, and like I said, we'll be doing some other listening sessions later with community groups, with developers, with lenders, kind of everyone who can come together to help bring these housing developments and these policies and programs to life.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity for education.
Yes.
Because many times the people with opinions aren't necessarily educated. All right.
It tends to happen
sometimes.
I can say that.
So this is an opportunity to do that. If you learn what's going on before you have an opinion about it. So who needs to come to this Housing Summit? Who should be there?
We are inviting overall anyone who has an interest in housing. This could be obviously the nonprofits that work in the housing sphere.
Right.
This is developers or property owners. This could be lenders, bankers, people who help with the financial side of housing. It can also be people who are just in the housing market looking for housing. Now, at this meeting, no one is going to be able to hand you a home right there at this meeting, but
right.
you can learn about different things that are in the pipeline. For example, one of the strategies is building a community land trust. This is a model where governments or organizations can purchase property and own land, but then members of the community can purchase homes. They own the home, but the land stays affordable in perpetuity.
Uh-huh.
So this is one of those longer-term strategies
yeah.
that's in the plan
right.
that is really exciting that might be happening in the future.
Wow. I want to remind everybody you're listening to The Local Focus, powered by Stoller Power Solutions. We're speaking with Allison Justice, Public Information Officer for the city, about the upcoming Hendersonville Housing Summit. When, where, what?
Absolutely. It's going to be Wednesday, May 27th.
That's next week.
I know. It's coming up.
Yeah.
It's going to be from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So after work, everybody can get there. And it's going to be at the Hendersonville High School Auditorium.
Nice.
It's a great kind of full circle moment. We held our first summit at Hendersonville High School. It was great. We had wonderful excitement there at the beginning of this process. And we want to see those same people back and more.
Yeah.
Anyone who participated in any of those surveys and community listening sessions,
yeah.
come out and see what your input has created as we move forward.
So what will the evening entail? Tell me what will happen.
Yes,
I'm glad you asked.
Uh-huh. So we'll have our city council members there who mm-hmm. will MC us throughout the evening. We'll be hearing a video message, hopefully, if it comes through, from Shane Phillips, who's a housing expert, who he has theories about building supply, stability, and subsidy.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the pillars of the plan are based on some of his research. We actually have something really exciting we're working on. We got a grant to do a housing video that puts faces on the world of housing in the community. So we
okay.
interviewed people in the community that are looking for housing, that have had struggles with housing.
Sure.
You know, there's a tendency to have our not in my backyard type feelings.
Right.
And sometimes people don't realize who this housing is for.
Right.
So we've been working with the Lucy Agency.
Uh-huh.
McLucy has been fantastic. So is Tiffany. They're wonderful.
Yeah.
So we've been interviewing people throughout the community. And so as part of the summit, we'll also unveil that video.
Again,
exciting.
That is such a great idea, because that really just goes back to what I said a little bit ago. You know, don't form an opinion before you're educated, and that's exactly what we're talking about. You know, you said sometimes we don't know who that housing is for. You
Absolutely.
Know?
So, or we don't know even the need or the numbers or what the data is showing
right.
in terms of the number of units Henderson County and Hendersonville needs
yeah.
to really continue to have a healthy economy and a healthy workforce. And
yeah.
cutting down on transportation time of people that are having to live in South Carolina and commute in.
Uh-huh.
That's congesting our
them.
Roads.
We
you know
them.
Yeah,
yeah.
So absolutely. This is one of the most complex issues that government is faced with. And it's not only a government solution. It's really going to take
sure.
a lot of work from a lot of different groups and people and support from the community. But having this plan in place is one of the first steps. It could open grant money in the future. These are the kinds of things. Plans are really important in government processes.
Sure.
And this one has been a really fun one to work on.
So can we just show up, or do we need to register?
You can just show up.
Okay.
You can just walk up there. The doors will open at 5 p.m. You can get seated. We'll have a QR code people can scan that they can see the order of the evening. But
cool.
also, even though the plan's already adopted, this is still a fluid process with
right.
implementation.
Right.
So we will also be asking for feedback through that QR code at the meeting. People can, if they have unanswered questions at the end of the night, they can let us know what those are. If they have other suggestions we haven't considered,
mm-hmm.
they can share that with us too.
Wow. I love it. Hendersonville Housing Summit coming up Wednesday, May the 27th, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Hendersonville High School. Doors open at 5.
Correct.
Anyone can show up, and all are encouraged to
yes.
show up and see what's going on with
Please
the city.
Please join us. We'd love you to learn, hear about things. You might be inspired, too. You might have an extra lot behind your home, and you might learn about a zoning change that makes you be able to put another unit on your lot and serve a family that's looking for housing. And you could earn some money as a property owner in the
sure,
process. So
sure.
there's just a lot of community solutions that we're going for with this plan.
Very cool. Very cool. Allison, while we got you,
yes.
any other messages you want to get out while we're here, while the microphone is hot?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many things going on at the city. I would encourage people. We've got a great city newsletter, and we've got a great Hendersonville Police Department monthly report. And so if you're kind of like, I never know what's going on at the city, I heard about this event after it happened. You know, we're on social media, but we also have those two email newsletters that are available on the website. So each month you can hear about the Housing Summit or hear about the Mud Creek project that we were talking about with our stormwater administrator.
Stay tuned, folks.
You know,
we're going to talk about that because that's cool. We're going to have a special guest on in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in your local government, and we try to keep the newsletters. We won't spam you. It's just a once a month kind of thing to keep you in the loop. But we'd love people to subscribe to those.
Perfect. Makes total sense. And how do we subscribe to that?
You can visit hendersonvillenc.gov, and there's a button that you can get the newsletter for.
Awesome. Allison, you're a total rock star. You and Brandy do, again, such a great team, such great work. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us on.
Once again, the Hendersonville Housing Summit. It's free. It's open to the community. It's Wednesday, May the 27th. That's next Wednesday, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Hendersonville High School. Doors will open at 5. Awesome. We'll continue to tell people about that.
Thank you.
Allison, thank you so much. Local Focus, once again, powered by Stoller Power Solutions. Call them today for a free quote. Stoller Power Solutions, powering homes and empowering lives.